Mark Myers is with us now from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street to look in on the latest, and we almost got to a record yesterday, Mark.
Yes, we sure did. The Dow closed up 105 points, and the S&P 500, which is a broader market index, that closed up 11.5 points to 1,847. Now, if we can close above 1,848, that will be a new all-time record on the market. So we'll see actually if that happens, but it does look like the market is going to open up slightly down this morning, nothing major. The Dow looks like it's going to be down around 19 points on the open, and the S&P 500 looks like it's going to open up, if it opens up right now, be down about 3 points. Now, there are several different companies we are watching in the market this morning. The first off is Home Depot. They reported fourth quarter profit that dipped 1%, and that was hampered by bad weather, and also there's one less week in the fourth quarter period this past year. Still, its earnings topped Wall Street expectations, and they also raised their quarterly dividend by 21%. Home Depot earned just a little over $1 billion in profit for the quarter. That translates into 73 cents a share, which beat analyst expectations by 2 cents a share. And a year earlier, they reported 68 cents a share in profit. And we also heard from Tenet Healthcare, which is a hotel operator. They reported fourth quarter profit of 43 cents a share. That was 9 cents above estimates, with revenue also beating Wall Street estimates. And that stock is up about 3% this morning. Now, Bloomin' Brands is a company that they are the parent company of Outback Steakhouse and Bone Fish Grill Chains, and they beat estimates by 1 cent a share with a quarterly profit of 27 cents a share, and revenue was essentially in line with what we're looking for. And Cracker Barrel, the restaurant chain, missed estimates by a penny with quarterly earnings of $1.55 a share. They said winter weather significantly impacted their results. And Domino's Pizza, the pizza chain, beat estimates by 2 cents a share with quarterly profit of 78 cents a share, with revenue actually above consensus as well. And Domino's raised its quarterly dividend to 25 cents a share from 20 cents a share. We also heard from T-Mobile, which is the number 4 U.S. mobile services company. They reported a bigger loss than what most people were expecting. The company reported a $20 million loss for the quarter. That translates into a loss of 3 cents a share. And that was mainly because T-Mobile had higher spending on promotions this last quarter, but their revenue rose an impressive 39% to $6.8 billion, and they added a net 1.6 million new customers in the fourth quarter. And we also heard from Dillard's of Little Rock yesterday. They reported fourth quarter profit of $119 million. That was down 26% from last year. Earnings were $2.71 a share, and that's down from $3.36 a share from last year. That stock was down sharply yesterday, and it does look like it's going to open up down again this morning. And we also heard, last but not least this morning, we just heard a few minutes ago from OG&E. They reported earnings that beat analyst expectations by 5 cents a share. They reported 29 cents a share in profit, and revenue came in at $508 million for the quarter, and that beat analyst expectations of $40 million, or by $40 million, I should say. It looks like they are having their conference call right now, and from what I'm understanding, they are saying next quarter is looking promising. It looks like they are predicting they will beat analyst expectations for the next quarter as well. But that stock does look like it's going to open up down about 1%, but we'll see where it goes for the rest of the day.
All right, Mark, thank you for the report.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right, that's Mark Myers from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could call him if you wish at 479-782-2527.